This is about demons and Krishna Lila. When asuras take on a body in Krishna Lila, is that body eternal? For example, Agasura Putana, who are eternal associates, become as demons. Is their body, is the body of these demons their sister Rup? Interesting question. Babaji answers. Krishna has two kinds of lilas, prakat lila and aprakat, manifest and unmanifest. When Krishna appears on earth, it's called prakat lila. When he exists in the spiritual world, but invisible to people of this world, it's called aprakat lila. The asuras also exist in aprakat lila, but there they remain inactive, like holograms or paintings or toys. When Krishna wants to perform his prakat lila in Bhavan Vrindavan, he activates the holograms or animates the toys. So someone asked, do they have another form besides asura form? He said, no, they don't have any other form. Their form is as they appear in prakat lila. In aprakat lila, in the spiritual world, the asuras or demons remain inactive in the same form. Questions asked. In aprakat, invisible lila in the spiritual world, the demons appear, the asuras appear to be sleeping. And when Krishna wants them to engage in his lila and prakat lila, he activates them. They play their roles. What happens when Krishna kills Agasura and Bakasura? Are their bodies destroyed? Babaji answers. When Bhagavan enacts his lila, there's a mixture of his associates and people in this world. When he kills the asuras, those people who are mixed with his eternal associates are separated and liberated. They may be actual demons in the lila, but because demons in this world do not have the power to fight with Krishna, they are merged into demons who are his associates. Because they're only Krishna's eternal associates, even though they're playing the role of demons, have the power to fight with Krishna. Like Jaya Vijaya became Ranyakasura Ranyaksha. The bodies of these material demons are then destroyed, and the ones who are the eternal associates remain as they are in the spiritual world and in the sleeping condition of aprakat lila. So when demons that come from the material world and mix with the demons from the spiritual world are killed, what kind of liberation do they get? They get Brahma Sayuja, impersonal liberation, or Bhagavat Sarujya, which means entering the body of Krishna. Krishna may also give them demons a higher type of mukti, such as Sarubya. For example, to Putana, he gave her the body post of a mother, a Dachi, in Goloka Vrindavan. Very interesting discussion about demons. Don't become a demon.